Let's begin with who you are and how you ended up here at this breathing course.
I'm Estelle. I'm a French lady and I'm an economist and a banker. I discovered Jiao Tonic in 2008 after a knee surgery. I really needed to go further than the classical rehab or after surgery. A friend of mine talked about Jiao Tonic. I began and never stopped. For maybe 10 years or 9 years, I was just practicing. Then I discovered gyrokinesis, and I think my body was ready for gyrokinesis. Really kind teachers, and they pushed me to do the training for being a trainer. I'm more into snowboarding, kitesurfing, judo than dancer. So I say, no, it's not for me. I'm too heavy. I'm not a dancer. And then I did the pre-training and the foundation and for certification.
Is this your first time to study with Giulio?
Yes.
How are you finding it so far?
It's really interesting to come here with experience already. So you can touch and details. It's important to be mature with your practice, mm-hmm. to be able to understand and to have the feeling. I really am touched, and it's really nice moving our bodies all together. It's so touching. I was really touched this morning at the end of the session. I was, it's so beautiful.
It's a very international community, and when you step in the room and you see everyone moving together and breathing together, it's pretty special.
Exactly.
You touched on something that's very curious. You're an economist and a banker. Tell me about that.
I did a PhD in banking and finance some decades ago. I wanted to work as an economist and manage projects in money, payments, banking. I've been working for a bank for 20 years. In parallel, I was doing a lot of snowboarding, surfing. Working for a bank was for me an occasion to learn a lot about professional and practice. But the more and more I was going into gyrotonic, gyrokinesis, the more and more I was going to myself and trying to find my own balance, I was uncomfortable with the banking.
What made you uncomfortable with the banking?
The people, because it's a big company and you have to develop, implement new projects, but you also have to manage egos. And there are some people with really, really deep and big egos. I was okay to have the contract, the money, security, but at the moment I really felt that my life outside the company was bigger than inside the company. Because I got invited to speak at many conferences globally, in Europe, in Africa, in the States, in Canada. Within the bank, people wanted my material, but they were not ready to accept who I was. So I had a kind of burnout, because the distance between me in the job and myself was too big. So I quit. And I founded my company, and I don't earn any money yet, but I feel free. It's so good.
It's amazing. So you're a banker for 20 years, and now you've said, this is not my life. I'm going to become something different. I'm going to change my life and change my path. And now you're going on to do what?
I'm going to found my own bank. It's simple as that. We were with a colleague at a swimming pool in Cameroon, and we were discussing and about what could we do, and then say, and if we found a bank, okay, let's do that. I think it's becoming a gyrokinesis and gyrotonic trainer. Push the limits I thought were mine. So now I have no limits. I have no limit.
I've heard this before from people. What is it about this work that pushed you and opened you up to new possibilities?
My father told me I can be anyone I want to be, no limit. But other people put you some limits. My body is really good instrument. It's working very well. I did some wakeboarding this summer for the first time. And the guy on the boat said, no way, it's your first time. Said, yeah, it's my first time. Because now I play with my body. So it's a very good connection between my mind and my body. So I follow this. It never has been done before. This is the limit we've been taught. It doesn't exist. Now I don't have this limit. It doesn't exist. We know our bodies. So just try not to think about our limits, but what we can do. It's not about thinking. It's just doing.
Do you find that experiencing that in your body with this work has that's what's opened your mind to new possibilities?
I more trust my intuition than my fears. Mm-hmm. I would not say my reflection, because my reflection is really important and it's linked with intuition. Mm. But my fears are not my guides. When I'm afraid, I calm down, say, you are allowed to be afraid, but I will not take a decision at this moment. Like in gyrotonic and gyrokinesis today, we did some stuff I never did, and I said, I cannot do that. And then first time, it looked really ugly, and then second time, less ugly, third time, I was almost there. So, yeah, you can think, I cannot do this, but if you don't try, you don't know.
How long have you been a trainer?
2 years. Gyrokinesis. Yeah, I'm a baby trainer.
That's amazing. Now, will you continue, as you found your company and you move on and you open a bank, will you continue to teach at the same time?
I do both. So I do on the beach, for example, when I do kite surfing to my friends who never drink water and never stretch. And I teach them the eagle, and now they are always talking about the eagle. We want to do the eagle. And they also the arch curl. Also I have teach a group of ladies. I go to their place, they are neighbors. They wanted to discover what gyrokinesis was. We do session and then they wanted the second session and the third one. And so
beautiful.
I'm trying to organize sessions when I'm in Paris.
And that's where you're based, in Paris?
Yes.
Tell me about where you're opening your bank and how you decided on that location.
My partner did a really strong study in 480 pages to be sure and to understand. And then at the end, he said, yeah, I really think we should do it. And I said, no need to write 500 pages. I knew it. We have a beautiful body, but we have also a beautiful mind. We have a computer. It's better than a computer. We always talk about artificial intelligence, but we have natural intelligence. We have so much information. And you know if it's right or wrong. There are some many things like that I cannot explain how I get there. But I know now that I'm in the right place. And I really don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I'm excited about that.
That's amazing. You can come from the place that you come from, which is probably pretty analytical and sort of fact-based. And you're coming into a place where you have no idea how things are going to take shape. And you're feeling comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen?
I decided to let it go. I decided to trust that there is a global logic or a global sense. And then if I'm in the right place, then it's going to be okay.
What gives you that courage? That takes a lot of courage.
I had to defend my values. And beginning to really defend my values, that gives me confidence. Because when you defend your values and human respect and nature, then you must be right. I have many colleagues, and the relationship we have is built on confidence and respect and values. I'm sure that there are some people really believing in these values. Like all the people here, we all believe in something common and we support ourselves. We are a big family. There are in many, many places around the globe people who want sincerely to make things better, and we will win. It's the fight of the light against the dark. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the light will win. If you put light in the dark disappears and becomes light. It's not possible in the other way.
We just have to have enough light.
Yes.
In all the places.
But there are many, many people around the world who experience change this year, are the people concerned, because we want change. We have to go. We have a mission, and it's no time left.
I've been hearing this from people in different parts of the world. Defending your values is what gives you confidence. I think you first have to know what your values are. How would you encourage someone to find their values?
Some values are important. We might think that to survive in the world, we have to put them aside. It's more that. And I put my values aside for money, stability, but I was unhappy. When I decided to leave the bank, I called my parents, and I was afraid my parents would say, no, don't do this, we are going to be stressed about that. And my father said, yes, go. We are here if you need us. I get a lot of support. Only one person told me that I should stay at the bank because of his history, not mine. But all my friends and family say, yes, you should go, we support you. So this is a good sign.
What is your encouragement to other people who know there's something else and they know there's something more and they're not sure how to make the shift?
We only live once. If we are thinking about what would make us happy, that means we are in the right moment. Life is supposed to be fun. Life is difficult. It is painful. But a good thing to follow is to have fun in what we do. Many people don't want to leave their job because they are afraid of not getting enough money. I wouldn't say it's wrong, but we shouldn't think like that. Money comes when you are in the right place. It's a mean, it's not a destination. If you are in the right place, if you are connected with yourself, if you are happy to do things, life is supposed to be, yes, fun. The best choice is not where it's going to be the most difficult. Sometimes when it's really easy, it's because you are in the right direction.
Isn't that funny that sometimes we put a negative connotation on easiness? Like mm-hmm. If it's what we're supposed to be doing, we should be fighting for it, we should be working hard for it. It's not the case all the time.
It's like the water in the river. The water follows where you can go. If you're like the water and then you have to go in down the hill, then don't try to go up the hill. That makes no sense. Just follow the direction and the gravity, being respectful with other people, nature. You cannot just do one part. Rights and duties. So we have to do our duties, and our duties are to respect people and make things grow. We are not responsible for what happened before us, but we are responsible for what is going to be tomorrow. My father is a scientist and working on how life has appeared on the planet. And he, in his knowledge and his colleagues, life only appeared on the planet, on our planet, by coincidence. So we are the fruit of a coincidence. So we should keep it low, lay low among different forms of life. We are the most elaborate. We have intelligence. We have the capacity to build houses, buildings, cars, planes, and we can go to other planets. So we definitely have the responsibility to make it better and to make life survive. It cannot be different. There are many people who are greed people and egos. These people are sad. They are struggling with internal demons, And we definitely have to be above them with the light. It's now or never.
How has this work helped you in all of your other activities, snowboarding and kiteboarding? Has this work impacted your practice of other activities?
It changed my life. Yeah, the gyrotonic gyrokinesis, being conscious of the seat center. I do my kite surfing from the seat center. And also snowboarding, it really helps finding the right position. Now I feel like I'm dancing. So it's really, yeah, I'm dancing my life. Thanks to gyrotonic and gyrokinesis, I love my body. And it's a wonderful machine, and it's more than a machine, but I really enjoy playing from inside my body. It's really strong and workout. And I really feel in good shape.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll hopefully get to talk to you again.
With pleasure.